The common belief with all these bailouts is that money is wealth. Money as we know it are those green things in your wallet. They can be numbers on a page, but those numbers eventually have to become those green things in your wallet to enable you to cash them out and buy stuff. If they didn't buy anything, they wouldn't be worth anything, and you would not accept them for performing your work. Money is really a medium of exchange. You sell your apple to your neighbor, and he gives you a dollar. You take that dollar to Starbucks and buy a coffee with it. In essence, the dollar is just a medium of exchange, which makes trading the apple for the coffee easier. The important concept here is the money itself is not wealth. The apple is, and the coffee is. The money is just the means of exchanging the wealth from the apple to the coffee. When the government decides to print money, it mistakenly thinks it is creating wealth. It is not. It cannot. It attempts to print money and send it to you or the banks or whoever, and they think they're stimulating the economy. An economy can only be stimulated with wealth or real savings. It cannot be stimulated with the method of trading that wealth, which is all that money is. It is just a tool for exchanging wealth. It is not itself wealth. It is just a tool, much like a hammer. Therefore, you cannot stimulate an economy with more money any more than you can stimulate an economy with more hammers. Money is not wealth. It is only a conduit for exchanging it. The government, and indeed most people, wrongly think that money is wealth. It is not. Just look at it. Besides burning it, it doesn't have much use. You only take it because someone else will. And indeed, it is a federal crime to refuse it. But just because it is not real wealth or savings in and by itself. For the government to think printing more of it is creating wealth or real savings is a falsehood. You can create all the paper dollars you want, but you are not creating one penny's worth of wealth. You are only diluting the wealth each dollar represents with each one you create. Nothing more. Creating dollars and paying welfare or creating jobs with it does not create wealth. It dilutes the wealth and the real savings each dollar represents by increasing the overall number of them, much like diluting a soup when you add water. In essence, it's a way to confiscate wealth and real savings from everyone that holds dollars by diluting each dollar's purchasing power just a little bit. Basic knowledge of this concept of wealth, however, is misconstrued and misunderstood by just about everyone. We have begun to think of paper money as wealth itself, and it is not. It is really just paper, and has always been. And although our government thinks it's creating wealth, it doesn't make it so. And it is why these stimulus packages won't work. They don't create wealth. They just create more paper. They'd be better off if they created more hammers and gave them to all of us so we could board up all those windows and doors and all the vacant houses that were caused by all those paper dollars they created. At least by creating hammers, we'd put people to real work with real factories, and we could sell some of those hammers overseas. But right now, if you're flooding the market with more paper dollars, you're not creating one bit of wealth. You're just taking it from people who earn it and distributing it to people who don't. In conclusion, one of the great lessons of liberal theory concerns the extraordinary capacity of free exchange to create wealth. Trading makes both parties better off. Savings makes resources available for investment. Investments create jobs that yield more products for people to produce. Through this mechanism, the U.S. grew rich. The economics of stimulus are not as complicated. They amount to taking from some and giving to others. There is no wealth creation at all. There is no magic multiplier to turn stones to bread. The economics of stimulus is value-destroying because property is pried loose from owners who are putting it to socially useful purposes and given to government so it can pass it out to their friends. This process is costly to overall wealth production, and most of those costs are unseen. We will never know what kind of real stimulus could have taken place had the property been left in the hands of those who earned it, mainly you and I. What jobs may have been created, what investments might have been made, what kind of business expansions might have taken place. We will never know. What we will know is the results of the folly of the stimulus plans that are coming our way. You can expect many more. And none of it will create real wealth. It will just add more debt. I will say it again. They won't work. That concludes this week's Money Matters Minute. If you've got questions, feel free to send me an email at kvmr.org. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.